Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting
across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Now, this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Okay, we got a big show. Gabby Barrett later on. We'll play some blind karaoke later on. But now let's go around the room like we do on Fridays. And let me hear your most interesting news story of the day. Eddie, you're first.
All right, this is cool. 14-year-old Preston, he's a little animator. He likes to do animations with Legos. And so when the new Spider-Man trailer came out, like earlier in December, he said, you know what, I'm going to redo this, but with my Lego stop motion. Well, he did it. He posted it online, and the producers of the movie saw it and said, dude, this is so good. Would you like to animate a little piece of the real movies?
Oh, that's cool.
So he went in and he actually does, I think it's like a one little 30-second, 1 minute little animated piece that actually comes out in the real new Spider-Man movie.
So the stop motion too, is that animation though?
Yeah, I mean, you basically have the Lego.
Yeah, you just move them and you just shoot differently.
You shoot and then move the Lego, which is
so
animation.
So I guess that's right, because back in the old days animation, they would just draw one and then draw another one slightly different.
Yeah.
I guess now animation is so advanced, I don't think of it being like that because they can do it with computers. But you're right, because I've seen some of the old Walt Disney stuff where it's like the flip books.
They flip the paper. Oh,
yeah. And it's one at a time.
Yeah.
But that Lego animation, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
A lot of work.
And like one little move.
But at 14 years old, man, he got to be in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
His work.
Lunchbox, what do you got?
Man, I always talk about retirement. Eddie's ready to retire. I'm ready to retire. And there's this 32-year-old dude in L.A. He's retiring. And I'm like, dang, I'm jealous. Well, he's retiring from being a sperm donor. He's fathered 65 children with another 7 on the way. His name is Kyle Gordy, and he doesn't use a sperm bank. Women hit him up and with no strings attached and let him get them pregnant.
As a sperm donor, or does they do it with them?
No, they do it with him.
Is he so good looking? I would think if that were the case, if he's making money doing this, he's got to be like 6'3", great hair, ripped.
Normal looking dude.
Doctor, crazy intelligence. No, he's a pretty good looking guy.
Yeah? I mean, to like be able to do that for a living?
I mean, now I'm looking at other pictures.
Yeah. He's not a supermodel.
He's fine, but I guess I would just genetically want something so superior. So your kid, if you're paying for that, just for that.
Yes,
there's no relationship.
Right.
But if you're paying for just that to get you pregnant, you'd want what you're paying to get you pregnant to have the best possible outcome, which would be somebody that has a lot of great genetic qualities.
You want him to look like The Rock. You know what I mean?
That'd be a really big baby.
That did look like the pebble.
A tiny little pebble.
Yeah. But he said he's retiring because he's ready to find love.
That's going to be tough, though, when you start dating somebody and you have any kids. It's an interesting question you asked me because I don't have any that I know. I have 70.
70
you just go
kids.
Right to that.
That would be crazy if they do have kids and then those kids are born and then they find out they have all these siblings all across the country.
I guess I just think about him trying to date somebody. And
that part too, but let's say he finds the right person, they make babies, and then those babies grow up and they're like, Dad, Why do I have all these?
Well, you think you get an error in 23andMe? You're like, this can't be right. I have 73 brothers. Right. Guys, you've messed up on this. Yeah, that would be crazy. Amy, what do you got?
Pete Davidson was seen buying a dog instead of adopting a dog. And so PETA called him out on this publicly. And he called PETA's hotline and left them a voicemail.
Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring and my
I agree.
All right, yeah, leave him alone.
Like, I understand the cause, but Pete is annoying to me. They go way hard. I guess my question always is, do they just want all the dogs that have been created and in a pet store to just die and never be adopted?
Yeah, I have that same thought too, because they're already born. I know that they want the breeding like that, the milk, like, to stop happening, but also those dogs are already born. So what are we supposed to do?
Right.
Which, I mean, I did rescue my dog, but I will say I did get my cat.
It is an alive creature. I don't know. I think PETA's just shut their holes when they don't know what they're talking about. Mm. I do understand why, and the fundamental PETA's just too nuts for me, generally speaking. And if they want to come after me, let's go. I love animals. You're not going to win that fight. Nobody loves animals more than me. Nobody in the whole world, not even PETA. All right, over to me. Only 8% of people like to be greeted when walking into a store. Now, you walk into a store. I don't mind being greeted.
Ooh,
I just
like
don't
it.
Like when they come up to you and they go, hey, what can I help you with? No, we don't need that.
Oh, yeah,
it's cool if you just say, hey, how's it going? Let me know if you need anything. Like, that's it. I don't like to be ignored, but I don't like for someone to come up to me and go, hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Buckle. Let me help you here. Here are the jeans. Here, I'm cool with not that. And when I'm in the dressing room at the Buckle, why don't I just throw other jeans on top of it? Be like, hey, try these on. These will look great on you. I don't need that either.
I love when people bring me things.
No, because they just want to sell them. They don't really think you look good in them.
Oh, well, I still appreciate it.
So if you work in retail or own a small business, and I used to work at Hobby Lobby, and they would say, hey, if a customer comes in, say hi to them. But a lot of them wouldn't even want you to say hi because they're so used to people coming up and just pressuring you. Like, hey, let me show you. What do you need? Let me help you. Come on. Come with me. But if you walk into a store and someone goes, hey, how's it going? Let me know if you need anything. Then I feel good and I go to that person if I need them.
I like that. Let me know if you need anything. That leaves it open. And then, yes. I was actually in a store yesterday where a girl asked me like 3 times what specifically I needed.
Yeah, and lady, chill out.
The first
who are you,
PETA?
Get off me.
The first time I answered, I said, oh, no, I'm just here looking. Like, nothing specific. And then maybe she forgot she had already come up to me, but it was awkward.
So it seems most people just want employees to be available, not extremely overly helpful if they didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
So that's it. All right, thank you guys. Let's get going. Big Friday show. Let's go over to the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. These last few weeks have really sucked because I screwed up Mother's Day. I gave my wife what I thought was a very nice gift. A certificate, good for a complete car detailing. She's very busy, and her SUV has started to look like an old car, even though it's only 2016. I thought it'd be nice to get it back to looking brand new inside. It seems I was wrong, because even after the car was worked on, and now, looks like a diamond, she says it was more of a gift for me, and it feels like I was calling her out on a dirty car. What's more, she's now saying things like she promises to take better care of it. Like I was somehow guilting her about the condition of the car. I thought I was doing something nice, but apparently I messed up. Was this the nice gift I intended it to be? Or was there really something insensitive and insulting that I just didn't see? She has a birthday coming up next month. How do I avoid making the same mistake? Signed, well-intentioned husband. So this is, you didn't do anything wrong, but you didn't do it right either. It's one of those situations. You didn't do anything wrong. And in your heart, what you were trying to do was something that you thought she would appreciate, but she didn't really not appreciate how dirty the car was. So she's not really going to appreciate you helping clean the car, because that was something that you did. You know, so your intentions were good. A lot of times, you know, we judge ourselves by our intentions, but other people by their actions, which is not fair. And so she didn't much like your action. She would have liked something about her, more about her, because Mother's Day is about her. Birthday's about her.
and she fills the car, which she doesn't even care about, obviously, that much. It's not about her. So when you buy her a birthday gift, I would make it a very selfish toward her. You know, if she were getting herself something, what would she get?
Right.
If she were being selfish and getting herself something that was just for her, what would she get herself? And then try to dial in on that when it comes to those special days. You could have got her the car on a Tuesday. And she'd have been like, that's really nice, thanks. I didn't realize I needed it, but I appreciate you looking out. That's more of like, hey, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Not as much. Much like, oh my God, thank you. It's so sweet of you. I wanted this.
Yeah. Like having her.
Yeah, practicality is not good for Mother's Days and birthdays. And somewhat Christmas, but you can do some practical stuff on Christmas. But birthdays, and you can do practical stuff too, as long as you do something that's not super practical as well. But yeah, that's too practical. Was it good? Yeah. Did you do it for you? In your mind, no.
But
she didn't care that much.
Yeah.
So just be selfish as if you're her. What would you get yourself if you're her? And then try to get her that for her birthday. That'd be my advice there. It's easy. Honest mistake. You were trying. Your intentions are good. So you're like, I thought I did good. But remember, we judge ourselves based on our intentions and other people on actions. And learning's half the battle. And so is knowing. G.I. Joe. Remember that?
No.
You remember
no,
knowing's half the battle? G.I. Joe.
Was that their slogan?
Wow.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dang, even know what G.I. Joe is?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Morgan, do you know what G.I. Joe is?
The action figure?
Yeah. It used to be a cartoon, then action figure, then made new movies.
I never saw movies or cartoons. I just
movies
know.
Is newer, though.
Okay, yeah.
Did you see G.I. Jane?
Well, that was Demi Moore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So we're about to get into Fun Fact Friday, where we've been looking all over the internet for a whole week, and the most fun fact we can find, we bring it here. I'm going to share one that's not super fun, just to start us off before we get into the bit. I just thought it was so interesting. Now, when someone is cryogenically frozen, what does that mean to you guys?
They get put in a chamber and it's just cold.
Like Han Solo.
Yeah, it's like they're going to freeze them to preserve. Same thing we do with food. We freeze it to preserve. Now, whenever this first started to be a thing where people were like, we can cryogenically freeze folks, there was faulty equipment, mismanagement of the people, family issues. So almost all the initial humans who were cryogenically frozen eventually decomposed because they...
Oh, no.
No. And they paid a lot of money for that.
And they didn't even have a shot.
That's kind of fun.
See, I didn't think it was that fun. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Because you make a lot of money and you...
Yeah. All right, let's go with the fun ones now. Hit it, Ray.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Amy, Fun Fact Friday, what do you have?
Kim Kardashian has a glam clause in her will. It states that if she's ever in a position where she can't get ready herself, she can't communicate, or she's unconscious, someone has to make sure her hair, nails, and makeup are all perfect.
What if she didn't have any money left, though?
I guess she's not planning on that part.
She probably has so much, yeah. All right, that's good. Lunchbox, what do you have?
This one's good for your eyes. The average bra size in the U.S. is 34DD.
The average?
The average bra size in the United States of America is 34DD.
That can't be right.
That doesn't seem like it could be true.
Well, we could ask the ladies in this room.
No, we're not asking the ladies in the room anything. Unless we're going to ask them, do you think that's true or not, Amy?
I don't know. To me, I have found that sizing is weird. Because some stores you go to, they might be like, oh, they might tell someone, oh, you're B. And then you go to another store and they're like, ah, D.
But double D.
I know.
So and that's the average.
Like maybe they're going, there are a lot of these people are going to the stores that are like, you know,
I don't think the store's going to be that off.
No.
Oh, well, but I'm telling you, it's so different.
It is different. But I feel like thinking about that stat, and I'm thinking of all of my friends, I maybe have 3 that fit that statistic out of like 25. So it's not, that's not an average number.
But that's not average.
Oh.
Because that means like then there's like F.
Is F bigger than D?
Yeah. You just go down the cycle.
Wow. Are there double Fs?
Yes.
Have you never go to Z?
Have you been?
No,
but that's a great question. Does it go to the end of the letters?
Double Zs.
Yes. Triple Zs.
That's gonna be humongous.
Is there triple D?
I don't know.
Do you go quadruple?
There's a triple D.
I don't know.
Annie Hawkins Turner has the largest natural breast in the world. Her bra size is 102 ZZZ. Triple Z.
Z-Z-Z.
Oh, really?
Wow.
How do you go to the letters?
I had no
and then
idea.
You go to like ampersand, pound.
All the other keys.
Once you're out of
exclamation point.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Morgan, what do you have?
Your blood makes up 8% of your body weight. So the number that you're seeing on the scale, 8% of that is your blood.
So if you give blood, so these guys that miss weight.
Oh,
at UFC,
they can just give blood.
And they're almost there. Why can't they just give a little blood then?
That's so smart.
Drop it down. It's probably not. Or they've
done
that.
Yeah.
Smart word I would use there. So contrary to popular belief, the correct plural of the word octopus, what do you think it is?
Octopi.
It is,
no,
it is not octopi.
Whoa, 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 what?
It's definitely...
Amy, you need to watch your mouth. It's not octopi because most people think it's that. That's based on a misconception. It applies in the Latin rules of pluralization, blah, blah, blah. We don't work in Latin. The correct version of octopuses, wait, of octopus is octopodes or octopuses.
Oh. Octopodes? Never heard of that.
Octopodes or octopuses. Oh, those are the two plural, weird. And they both can be used.
Wow,
Eddie?
Wow. Hey, so turtles, they breathe out of their mouth, right? But they can also breathe out of their butt. So they probably have bad breath, you know what I mean?
Out of the back hole? Back mouth?
You imagine they put their hand in the water? They put their hand in the water and they can still breathe out of their butt. That's crazy.
That would be cool if we could do that. If you could, but you didn't tell anybody, and you could hold your breath, and you could set world records for holding your breath, but you're breathing out of your butt, that'd be awesome.
That's pretty funny.
That'd be the superpower I'd end up with, though.
Breathing out of your butt?
Yeah, it'd be a stupid one. While people can fly and have super strength, what does he do? He breathes out of his butt.
Ah, let me see that.
It is Butt Man.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this 73-year-old, her name's Sally. She lives in Idaho. Woke up one morning, went outside, and realized that her fence had been graffitied. And she obviously does not want that on her property. So she went to get some removal products and got to work scrubbing her fence. One of her neighbors, Katie Fuller, saw her out there doing it and went up to her and said, hey, I want to help. But then Katie went even further. She has a construction team. She went and got them. She got her son. She got all his friends, and they were able to clean it up.
Yeah, he was like, Mom,
no
I don't want to do that.
Do this, Mom. Yeah.
No, here's a clip of Sally talking about how Katie changed everything for her.
I had been working about 2 or 3 hours when this car pulled up and said, would you like some help? And I said, really? You mean you would help me? And she said, yes. And she bounced right out of the car and came over and started helping me.
It's a really nice story. It sounds like when my wife's almost done with the dishes, there's like one left. I'm like, hey, you need some help? And I like waited for it to be done.
It's very different.
I don't jump in way. Yeah, yeah.
You've already been doing it.
But she's like, I was working for 2 or 3 hours. Like, I know she's got one dish left. I'm like, hey, you need help in there? Now she knows my place. She knows what I'm up to.
So the graffiti, there's only one letter left?
She's like the final part of the A, the top part. No, that crew did do a lot of work.
That's
all right,
cool.
Is that it, Amy?
Yep.
All right, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox, who do you want to win this thing?
I don't give a crap.
Why not?
Do you just want it to be over?
Yeah, I just want it to be over.
So you can get, because he can't play. He's been out 8, 11, 12. I mean, he's been out
12 weeks.
Basically 3 months.
That's crazy.
Of easy trivia.
Yeah, hey, Amy, when you win this, ban Eddie. Ban him.
I don't know.
Because he's Mr. Cocky. He's Mr. Cocky.
What do you mean?
Oh,
man.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, he was celebrating about, oh, I want to change the rules because I have no competition. Amy, ban his.
What, my what?
Well, so the thing is, Eddie, you do have competition.
What? You've won almost every title, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost, but not every. And then he was up.
I don't know what you just said there.
Ban him, Amy. Let's go.
Okay, so you do
yes,
root
I
for
want
Amy. Got it. So it's easy trivia time. It's the easiest trivia game ever.
Question, Bones. If I win, can I ban Lunchbox again?
That is incorrect. You said I had to be playing
to
be banned.
Oh, I did say Lunchbox gets to come back in.
All right, just checking.
Man, that would have been funny if I hadn't already stated that rule. Okay, so Eddie has 4, Amy has 4, Abby has 3, Morgan has 1.
Wow.
You're playing to 5. Eddie's wearing the TR, which means he's the champion.
Oh, man.
So let's play easy trivia, the easiest trivia game ever. The category is U.S. trivia. Eddie, what's the capital city of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Good. Morgan, what U.S. city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
Good. Amy, what U.S. state is known as the Sunshine State?
Oh.
Nobody goes home round one.
Okay, well, Florida.
Correct. Abby, which U.S. state is known as the Lone Star State?
Texas.
Good. Nobody would go home round one anyway, but if you do miss it, this is the sound you don't want to hear.
You've been boned.
You're boned. You've been eliminated. Now, this is a big match because if Eddie or Amy win, it's over.
Come on.
If Abby wins, she's now tied. Morgan, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you.
Good, good. All right. The category is population.
Yes.
Easy trivia. Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
What punctuation mark is used to end a sentence?
A period.
Correct.
I almost went exclamation point.
That would be...
You know, whenever you're like, hey!
Or a question mark.
Yeah.
Punctuation. What did I say that was a category?
You said population.
Which I was like, whatever, I'm going with it.
Bro, I tell you, I was confused too. I think I just saw the word P and quit and just put a word in there. Okay. What punctuation mark is used to indicate a question, Morgan?
A question mark.
Correct. Amy, what punctuation mark is used to indicate strong emphasis or a surprise?
Exclamation point.
Correct. Abby, what punctuation mark is used to separate items in a list?
A comma.
Correct. Good job, everybody.
Wow.
Let's go to round three. Famous animals is the category. Eddie, what kind of animal is on the MGM logo?
That's a lion.
Correct. Morgan, what kind of animal is the Chicago Bulls NBA team named after? I just said the dang answer. Well, you get that one for free.
A bull?
Correct. Good. Wow.
That's good, Morgan. Oops.
Amy, what animal can be seen on a Porsche logo?
Oh, my gosh. Cheetah.
All right, I'm still alive.
No.
You've been booed.
Come on. Come on, baby.
Is it a horse?
Is it?
Oh, that was so... Why, but I thought that was Ferrari.
Porsche.
Can they both have horses?
I don't know.
They both...
They do?
Dang it. Wow, that's the only reason why. I was like,
so it doesn't have a cheetah?
I'd have missed that one, too. What kind of animal is Garfield, Abby?
A cat.
Correct. Three people remain.
Okay, girls.
I'm feeling
Let's
good.
Go.
Feeling good.
Why are you feeling good, Eddie?
Oh, because I can't lose. I mean, right now, either Abby wins, we go one more week, or Morgan goes, we can go four more weeks. Hey, or I win, we can end it all right now, baby. Let's go.
Okay. Eddie, you're up. What company uses the slogan, in the category of slogans, the best a man can get?
Gillette.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Dang.
Morgan, what company slogan is Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Rice Krispies.
Correct. Abby, what company used the slogan melt in your mouth, not in your hands?
That would be M&M's.
Correct. Right.
You girls want to keep playing?
Good job, girls.
Nice job. The category is geometry.
What? No math.
Geometry.
Thanks.
Eddie,
thanks,
what's the name of a polygon with six sides?
Oh, yeah. Hexagon.
Correct. Good job.
Thank you.
What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs, Morgan?
A hexagon.
Okay.
I know. It's literally my
You've
head.
You've been booed.
There's nothing else in my head.
Guys,
octagon.
Yeah, that was not in my head.
Went in there?
No.
Nope.
Oh, man, I'm feeling better.
Abby, that one day had the...
Abby.
Yeah.
To stay in the game.
Okay.
If you miss it, Eddie's the champ. If you get it right, you move on.
Let's go.
You got this, Abby.
How many degrees are there in a right angle?
A right angle? 90.
Correct.
Woo! Let's go. Ooh,
there you go.
I want to win.
She's so nervous.
I am.
I get it.
Eddie.
Come on.
What Disney princess in the category of Disney princesses is known for her love of books and adventure?
Oh, that's Belle. She
Correct.
Loves books.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, my.
Great job.
Thank you.
These are tough. Abby, which Disney princess talks to the most animals? Is known for talking to animals.
I can see her in my head.
Which Disney princess talks to most animals?
Oh my gosh, no, don't do this. My brain does this.
What's he doing? Oh, you're
no,
talking to your brain?
It just shuts off.
Are you threatening your brain?
No.
She's talking to her brain. She's arguing with her brain.
Does she think we can hear her or no?
I don't know.
Come on, Abby.
Abby, oh my gosh, I know this.
Don't do this, brain.
You guys are messing with her by even talking to her right now. Which Disney princess talks to the most animals?
Oh my god, I can see her. Like, she's talking to a bird. Oh my gosh. much time do I have? Just hold on.
Now that you've asked.
Well, now.
You already had a minute.
Now that you've asked, you get 10 seconds.
Shoot. Oh, my gosh. What's her name? It's she talks to the Snow White.
Yes.
Snow White.
Yes. Gosh. Hey, now apologize to your brain. To your brain right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. No, you better stay on.
You did it.
You got a gift there. It was just so funny that you were arguing with your brain. So we get usually if you can be funny, we'll let you go longer because we're enjoying.
I hate how it does that. Okay.
Country nicknames, Eddie.
Come on.
Which country is the Great White North?
Oh, dang. You mean country countries, not like country singers. Okay. All right. All right.
Mo Cephas?
All right. That's the only thing is something else. Like, yeah, Mo Cephas.
Awesome.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. What is it? The Great White North?
Mm-hmm.
What country? The Great White North. Let's go Canada.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Abby, what country continent is known as the land down under?
Oh, that's Australia.
Correct. Eddie, what country in Europe is known as the land of fire and ice?
Fire and ice. In Europe.
What country in Europe is known as the land of fire and ice?
Europe. It's Iceland.
Correct.
Oh,
wow.
What? How are you?
Wow. I get the ice, but the fire, I don't get it, but whatever. Let's go. Let's go.
Abby, which country in East Asia is known as the land of the rising sun?
The land of the rising sun? East Asia.
She's going to get angry with her brain. I know. Take another one of these.
Talk to your brain. Buy time.
Okay.
All right, Abby, I got to put you on the clock.
Yeah.
I'll ask it again. What country in East Asia is known as the land of the rising sun? The clock is up.
East Asia? That's Japan.
Correct.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, come on, Abby.
Oh, my goodness.
You said East Asia.
He's the champ. If Abby wins, it extends one more week at least. The category is 2023 pop culture events. Oh.
2023, okay.
Eddie, who won the Oscar for Best Picture in 2023?
What the crap? The Oscar for Best Picture. What movie? God, I know it, but I don't even know the title. Everywhere, There at Once. Everywhere, Anywhere, There at Once.
That's incorrect.
Am I close?
Yeah.
What is it?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
No!
Oh, that was so close.
That was hard.
No!
That was hard.
Abby, your brain's going to let you down.
Abby, which post-apocalyptic TV drama was released in 2023 and was based on a popular video game?
Come on.
Video game.
Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a TV show?
I'll read it one more time in 5 seconds. Okay. Be on the clock. Which post-apocalyptic TV drama series was released in 2023 is based on a popular video game?
A video game. That would be Tetris.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
It's my favorite.
It's The Last of Us.
Oh,
not Tetris?
Speed round. You got 3 questions. Buzz in with your name is the answer, okay?
Okay.
The category is phobias for this one. Hypochondria is the fear of what?
Abby. Pain.
Incorrect. Eddie.
Hypochondria
is a fear of what?
Paranoia. I don't know.
Oh,
incorrect.
My gosh.
Illness. Oh. Hypochondria. Always thinks they're sick.
I know that now.
Well, pain. Sorry.
Yeah. Yellow card.
Oh, dang. Abby,
you've been yellow carded. The category is science. What is the short form word we use for deoxyribonucleic acid?
Abby. DNA.
Correct.
Lord on earth. How'd you know that? You struggle with Snow White and then you just hit that?
I don't know. This is amazing.
Okay. Finish the phrase. Or just give me the phrase, okay?
Okay.
This means to follow your dreams. Trying to do something that can't be achieved. Chasing blank.
My mind went somewhere different.
It often does. Abby, you can buzz in if you want to guess.
Eddie.
I don't
know, chasing your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Chasing blank, meaning to follow your dreams, trying to do something that can't be achieved. Wait, I think Eddie missed it. He's lost because Abby's got 1 point. I think it doesn't matter.
Wait, really?
Wow.
Wait, wait, that was it? Wow. Because I guessed wrongly? Questions.
Well, yeah, but you had to get it right to get it.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
And you went with chasing. And she got your one. Dreams.
You went chasing your dreams. What do you think it was, though, now?
Oh, I still don't know. Chasing Abby, what would you paper.
Guess? I don't know.
Oh.
Tail.
I thought tail too, but that's not chasing it. Tail. I mean, that could be Lunchbox's dreams.
Go ahead.
Chasing rainbows?
Yeah.
Oh!
Chasing rainbows.
Amy, you're out. Like, that's cool and all, but, like, wow, here we go. Another week.
Abby,
that
mean
I win.
Abby.
Yeah.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hi, I'm calling to find out if Bobby has done the ride along with the Blue Angels. I was just curious. I haven't heard anything about it lately, so if you could just let us know what story is behind that, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We talked about it on yesterday's show, and it's on the podcast. I talked for about 20 minutes. It was very difficult. It wore my body out. Lots of G's, which is that force against your body. I got really sick. It was awesome. You can see my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, for pictures. But it's on yesterday's podcast. It was an amazing trip. I would not do it again, though. It was an honor. Would not do it again, though. It was unlike anything I've ever done. I would not do it again, though. It was really difficult on my body. So, yes, that's up there. Also, today, let me say, at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific, we got the Pimp and Joy shirts up. We're going to build a home for a hero that served our country. His vehicle was hit by an IED. He's had over 70 surgeries. We're going to build a home that is just for his needs. And if you guys go to bobbybones.com at 10987, just like I said, you can get you a shirt or a hat. We don't keep any of the money, and it all goes toward building a home for a hero. We've built for 6 heroes so far over the years, and we're going to do it again today with your help. So that's the time, bobbybones.com.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you do some impulse shopping this weekend, I have a way for you to forget about the purchase.
Well, this doesn't seem healthy.
Pay with cash. Paying with cash has been statistically proven to help you not feel as bad about your impulse shopping.
Well, and you probably don't get as impulsive with cash because you're also realizing exactly what you're paying. With a credit card, you do see it, but you're just swiping like you've done so many times. Whenever you're handing out cash, 20. 40. You're actually doing it and have an accountant and see it. It's a real money.
Yeah, it hurts a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in case you still buy something, you're definitely going to forget about it. Maybe there won't be the regret because later you won't have to look at it on your credit card bill and relive it.
And no interest.
Yes, no interest. Yeah. Here's a great way to deal with a rude comment. Let's say that you're with a friend or maybe you're with a coworker and they say something really rude. If you fire back, that escalates things.
I like that. I do that.
Experts are saying there's 3 words you can say. Are you okay?
That's 4. Never mind. Go ahead. Are you okay?
Yeah. You're making it clear that the comment was unacceptable, but you're not being offensive back. And usually this is going to put the other person in their place without leaving them insulted or hurt.
Do you mean human or online?
Oh, I guess it could work.
Probably both.
Both. I mean, I was thinking face to face.
I don't think online would work that well.
Really?
Yeah, face to face, it would work for sure. But if someone comes after me online and I'm like, are you okay? They'd be like, not only am I okay, you're something else you suck at, you loser. And I'm like, oh. I just see that as opening the door online.
Yeah.
But in person, I do see where someone would go like, what do you mean, am I okay? Like, am I not, do you not think I see? And then they feel like the burden's on them. Mm. Dang. Okay, what else?
Carly Pearce and her boyfriend, Riley King, they broke up after 2 years together. I guess
that's not Riley Green.
No.
What's his last name?
Riley King.
Oh.
Googling.
He was MLB.
No idea.
Player.
I can't tell you.
And now he does.
Don't really follow Carly Pierce's love life at all, but I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
Right. So he's.
You know Michael Ray anymore? They split up?
Yeah, man. That didn't work out.
Oh.
He's a Nashville area realtor, and he revealed things didn't work out. I guess he released some.
He's revealing?
Statement.
Oh, wow. He's writing songs now?
Because.
That's. Funny.
As far as I know, Carly hasn't made a public statement about it, but you know, she does have her song that she's promoting with Chris Stapleton called We Don't Fight Anymore. And she said that putting that out there is helpful for her because she doesn't want to hide from how things are in a relationship.
I think she's just breaking up people for songs. There you go.
It was good content.
I mean, the whole last record's her breakup of Michael Ray.
Yeah.
So she's got to be like, well, I got to go back into the well. Riley? You have volunteered as tribute.
I feel like
I shall now break up with you.
Chris Stapleton on a song. You don't need to do anything else.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, well, good for them. Or not good for them. You know what? I don't care.
Well, We Don't Fight Anymore will be available everywhere June 16th.
The whole album? Or is that one song?
The song.
Okay. It's Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. And she said that, you know, that point in a relationship
I'm
where...
I'm going to tell you, I don't care anymore. I'm going to tell you, Amy, you can Amy, keep talking. Right, I just don't care about Carly Pierce dating anybody.
No, but I think the song is clever. It may not have to do with her or anybody, but it's like that point in a relationship where it's like... You're just so, like, you're not even fighting anymore because you don't care. Mm-hmm. Fighting sometimes comes from passion.
Oh, yeah. So it's good to fight.
I think so, because I think it means you care.
It's not with your hands.
Well, we fight a lot.
Or with certain words.
You fighting a lot?
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, that's it. Amy, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
We're going to go back to May 30th, the dark of the night. These jerks roll up to Divine Landscaping in Fort Washington, Maryland. It's a landscaping company, and they steal $40,000 worth of equipment. Just gone. So the owner, Kevin Moore, comes into work the next day, and he's like, where's my tractors? Where's my mower? Where's my weed eaters? Oh,
man,
no!
They went full Fast and Furious on that guy's landscaping company.
And so he's like, what am I going to do? And the insurance is only going to cover half of it. And so he's like, man, my business is going to go under. I can't afford to buy new equipment. And then Rod Wheeler, who owns the Ace Hardware there, says, hey, man, why don't you come on down and let me get you some new equipment for free? And so he hooked him up with free equipment, and he gave him $500 check. Said, here, man, this is some money to get your business back on its feet.
That's awesome.
Boom!
Wow.
It's a beautiful hardware place. How's it go?
Ace is the place.
It's a hardware place.
Something like that. My cousin used to work in an Ace Hardware, and he thought he was going to run one for the rest of his life. So whenever we'd go on vacation and meet my cousins wherever, we had to go visit every single Ace Hardware store because he wanted to get the lay of the land.
Yeah, probably wanted to learn a little bit, see what they did different parts of the country.
What's he doing now?
I don't know what he's doing now, but he ain't working at Ace. I know that.
He didn't decide on taking that up?
No. He worked there for like a year.
After all those stops?
Oh, man. Jeez, dude. We stopped at least at 5 different ones in different cities. Chicago, Austin, Atlanta, Florida. I mean, it was just
I used to listen to the radio and be like, okay, I want to hear these guys who are on the radio on these stations in these cities. Same thing?
I guess so, maybe. He just wanted to see how different Aces, the layout was at different
What did you want to do when you were a kid to show how you wanted to live your life?
I was going to be on Real World.
Yeah, what'd you do, though?
I watched The Real World every time, every season, every episode, and was like, man, this is going to be me one day.
Perfect.
And Road Rules.
And you would go to the houses, too, though.
Well, once I was older, I'd go to the houses.
You bought stuff out of one of the houses.
Real World Austin. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, I got an orange chair that had a garage sale and got it. I mean, it was one of the ones they threw in the pool one night. They got in a fight, threw in the pool. I was like, yeah, got it, still use it.
All right, that's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.